A set of carved kangaroo footprints discovered in the northwest Pilbara have excited archaeologists as they possibly are the first recorded underwater rock art in Australia's history. The carvings were first found by Vince Dershaw and Clinton Walker, guides for Noorunga Tours. The Wire's Sarah Martin asked Injibuti man Vince Dershaw about the discovery.
We were meant to do a tour that morning. That got cancelled, so we thought we had free time. So we thought we'd drive and check a few places out. The place where we found the rock art in Whitbull Bay, it's going to have a snorkel around the reef because the water looked good. And on the way down, we've seen other rock arts just up the beach a bit more. And as I swam to the mangroves, there was a gap in between there. So I thought I'd get ready there, put my goggles on, get the spear ready and go for a dive. And that's when we saw the carving. I pointed it out to him. He goes, "Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool." And we didn't think nothing of it, really. We just went on what we were doing. But, yeah, we didn't know it was a significant rock art.
You're pretty spoiled up there, aren't you? There's actually a significant amount of rock art on that country.
Yes, it's not on my country, which in our perspective, what we believe in is where life started. Yeah, all the history is written on the rocks there. So it's a significant place for all Aboriginal people around Australia.
And this particular piece of art could be the first official piece of rock art found underwater.
Yes, yes. When we got there, the tides were going out. When the tide's at full tide, it's underwater. And when we did see it, we thought, oh, it's rock art next to the water. And then it just went on. And then Clinton went back a month later and took a photo and told the Murujuga Rangers, which take care of the national park, which is Murujuga. And, they were very surprised and very excited that we found it.
And do you work closely usually with the Murujuga Rangers across these kind of projects?
No, Clinton does. I just do tours out there and I go out there on my free time. I've grew up in that country. I've been fishing there, hunting.
Just describe that country for me.
Well, it's wintertime now, so it's nice and cool. Yeah, we're right on the coast in Karathas and we're just surrounded by red rock and just hills everywhere. From there, we've got the ocean that meets the Spinifex country. The tide goes out and leaves a big mud flat.
Off the coast there, what kind of wildlife is there?
Where we found the rock art, it's in the little bay area. What you find in that kind of water is blue bones, reef fish, mud crabs, turtles, all kinds of sea life. So we've got the whole lot. And we do have kangaroo that hangs around there that we hunt and eat as well. So we've got the best of both worlds, sea life and land life.
And when you take people out on tours, do you introduce them to those different aspects and how the traditional owners there have interacted with those particular wildlife and the different elements of the landscape there?
Yes, well, that's all the tours. So we take them out on the rock art and we show them the history. My ancestors that carved on these rocks, you know, up to 40 to 50,000 years ago. And how important it is to us as Aboriginal people that this is where our history started, so where we all came from. And where our songline stories, laws, and all that come from. And, you know, the traditional hunting around there as well and all the wildlife and how much it sustained my ancestors that when they were living here.
And when it comes to this particular new site, this new piece of rock art that you've found, do you have any info on how that can be protected so that it can be shared and understood better for future visitors to the area?
Education, first off, and just respect of the country, really, when you're treading around here, because all of this place has a big cultural value to us. That's the reason we do cultural tours out there, is to educate and hopefully give them an understanding of how important it is to us. And when the people do come out, they're really eager to listen and learn our culture as well. But with that particular rock art, back maybe 5,000 years to 10,000 years, the coastline where it is now was back a bit more, about 100 k's out before the ice melted and sea levels rising to where it is now. So where the carving is now, it's of a kangaroo paw print. So back then, if they would have carved it, they would have just been hunting around there for kangaroo. There was no sea water there.
It's amazing what we can learn, isn't it?
Yeah, so with the sea level rising, we've had to change a lot of the people that lived around there. Their diet, you know, the way of living, took most of their land up, so they had to renegotiate with their neighbouring countries for more country. What I've known is that it's on Ngalama country, but the national park is called Murujuga. So that particular area now that we found the rock art in, it was occupied by the Yabarara people, which were the northerners of the Ngalama people that lived in the borough. And so that's what all the rock carvings are for us. It's our histories and our stories passed down. It's like a big encyclopedia for us. And when you're growing up, you know, you go out and you get told these stories by your grandfathers and your uncles and your aunties, your grandmothers, you know.
And do you take younger local Aboriginal people who are learning from you?
Yes, we take kids out. Like, I take my daughter, my nephews. Clinton has school holidays and weekends where they get kids from Bowburn and all that to come out and visit these areas and educate them and tell them their history, you know, of their ancestors and the lore, the stories, and try to pass down the knowledge and all that as well.
Vince Dershaw, Injibuti man and tour guide for Noorunga Tours. Speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.